This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Hello, it's Justin Gephardt, shareholder at McGuire Sponsel. Today I'm joined with our newest addition to our C&I team, Emily. Welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for taking time to listen to this podcast. For those that have been accustomed to McGuire on the Wire, you know that it's typically more on the technical side. But as in the past few podcasts, we've been trying to introduce more and more of our team and have just more of a conversation and get to know you. So, Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from?
So I'm actually a Georgia native. I was born and raised, which is interesting. There's not too many of us that actually grew up there. And we have a lot of people from all over the world in Georgia these days. I grew up in the Atlanta area and worked previously at the local level in economic development and then also for the state of Georgia. And I've been in economic development for probably about 10 years now.
You know, outside of, you know, kind of your professional background, tell us a little bit about from a personal standpoint.
So I have three kids, I like to say, but they're actually all four-legged. So I have three dogs. My fiance and I have been together for a while, and we have three dogs between us, and that's our little family. And he has kids, but they're grown. And we still live in the Atlanta area, just south of the city. I have a coach for everything. I have a golf coach, I have a tennis coach, I have a cycling coach, I have a weightlifting coach. You know, I like to, I really like sports and activities like that. Love road cycling, done some centuries, 100-mile rides. So I really love to be on the bike.
Well, I can imagine those rides down in the Georgia heat.
Yes.
Really nice.
It's crazy. I've sometimes wonder about my own sanity. You know, it's July and I'm, you know, riding mile 63, you know, in Georgia. It is crazy. But we also have a lot of really great riding weather. So fall and spring in Georgia are beautiful.
Awesome. So we talked about the newest addition to our C&I team. You know, a little bit about that team. Most of them are headquartered here in the Midwest. We've got people in Indianapolis, people in Louisville area in the Kentucky market. So you're kind of launching into this new area. We've got an office down in Atlanta, but we've never really had anybody staffed out of that office from a C&I perspective. So can you tell me about a little bit about your role with McGuire Sponsel, what you're looking to accomplish?
So I think, you know, McGuire Sponsel here, you know, in Indy and their presence in the Midwest really speaks for itself. I mean, the practice has grown tremendously and has such a great presence here. And I'd like to continue that success in the Southeast region. So in credits and incentives, we specialize in helping companies with site selection projects, searching for those right incentives in various states. We'll focus specifically on the Southeast out of the Atlanta office. And so I just look forward to building out that team, finding new clients, new partners, and building new relationships on our behalf.
Perfect. You know, as you look at kind of the road ahead in the Southeast and what you're trying to accomplish, where do you think the biggest opportunity is for the C&I practice and the clients that you're going to be working with? And I'm going to follow up with, how are you going to use your background? You have that interesting background of kind of being on the economic development side. How do you think you're going to be able to utilize that to help clients out?
So, you know, in economic development, we always say it's a relationships business. And it really is. It boils down to your ability to build new partnerships, work with people from all different backgrounds, companies from all over the world, and leveraging those existing relationships and also building out new relationships with new partners. And that's really, you know, where you can be successful. And I think there is so much market opportunity in Georgia and in the entire Southeast. There's so much growth, FDI going on right now. You know, it's really amazing to see, even since the pandemic the explosion in investment that is occurring in the Southeast region. So I want us to capture that and kind of seize some of that momentum and build off the successes we've had as a firm, but by expanding our role in the Southeast United States.
Great. As you look back and you tap into your background, what's been one of your biggest professional success moments?
So it's kind of interesting how I came into the field of economic development. I was actually working in another space, another field, and who ended up being my very first mentor and boss in economic development, he called me up one day, and he knew me from the community. We sat on a couple of boards together. And he said, "Emily, I want you to come work for me." And I said, "Well, I'm not really sure what you do, but okay." And I kind of dove right in, he was right. You know, it's a passion for the projects, the people, and what we do. And I'll never forget this. It was like about 4 months in, and I had just completed my first, you know, economic development project. It was a very small project. It was my very first, you know, foray into it. And my boss had given me, it was a Canadian company that was opening a small outfit. It was probably 15 jobs. And we won, they located. And actually that company founder sent a letter to my board complimenting me, you know, on being an economic developer. And I just thought, well, I just got started, but okay. But the win in that for me, what I'll never forget is about 4 months in, I get an email, and it was a young lady, and she said, "You've never met me. I know you don't recognize my name, but I just wanted you to know that I'm a single mom of three kids, and I've been out of work for 7 months. And because of this company that you recruited here, I now have a job. I'm running the front desk." And so, of course, start crying and run into my boss at the time. And I was like, "Read this email." And he just kind of looked at me. So he's like, "See, that's why we do what we do." And, you know, helping make sure, you know, in this role that, you know, we make our clients successful, that we, you know, have bicycles under Christmas trees, that we give single moms jobs. You know, that's why I get out of bed every day. So that professionally for me was not only a success, but it was also a sign that, okay, this is the right space for me.
Awesome. And I think it's a really powerful story. And I think it resonates well. You talk to most of us at the firm, and we always think about those clients to where they may not be considered big and sexy, but they're the smaller jobs, the guys that have just, you know, a small shop. And those are the ones that we hang our hat on. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a saying in our firm, we treat our smallest client like our biggest client like our only client.
Yes.
And that resonates within that story that you just shared. So I appreciate that. And it's a powerful, powerful message. So, you know, as you talked about earlier, you know, your activities, your hobbies, your passions, and, you know, you mentioned biking and the challenge with that, you know, how do you relate some of those challenges that you do from a professional standpoint to the challenges that you've encountered on some of your hobbies and passions, such as your cycling?
So I always tell people, you know, that I just want to be better than I was yesterday, no matter what I'm doing. So I joke I have a coach for everything, a little bit true, but that is because I'm constantly wanting to learn and improve. You know, if I'm not learning something, I'm not happy. So I always want to do better than I did yesterday. I'm not trying to beat anybody. Lord knows I'm not going to be Lance Armstrong. I'm not trying to be. I just want to be better than I was last time. I want to, you know, finish that century. You know, the first one I just wanted to finish, you know, and so each time I better my last time. So every day that's how I approach my life personally and professionally. If it's being a better tennis player, being a better cyclist, getting my bench number up, you know, whatever that looks like for me, as long as I'm improving. I'm not trying to beat anybody around me. I'm just trying to better myself.
So I think everyone's got it. You know, everyone's got such a unique story that they've joined McGuire Sponsor through the years. You know, I think about some of our colleagues that we've entered around a bar top, you know, a local brewery, or ones that we've just, you know, we've known through colleagues. How did you come to join McGuire Sponsor?
It was so fortuitously. It was so interesting. I Steve Brunson had reached out to me via LinkedIn. And that was when I first started, you know, looking at the firm. And then I met him and Ben Worrell down in Atlanta and just really connected with them right off the bat. And I felt like a lot of our philosophies and our approach to work and, you know, our careers were very aligned. And as I learned more about the practice as a whole, I really felt that way. And then I had the opportunity to come to Indy and meet the team here and just fell in love with the firm. And frankly, didn't expect that. And, you know, I'll never forget coming home that night. My fiance looked at me and he said, "Well, how'd it go?" I said, "Really well." I said, I'm just totally blown away, you know, and I just felt like I had found a family, you know, of sorts. So that was just really momentous for me, and I'll never forget that, you know, leaving here on that flight back to Atlanta thinking, wow, this is a place where not only do I want to be, but I could see myself growing and being a part of a team where it seems like everybody else wants to do that as well. You know, we want to get up and do better than we did yesterday.
So you're headquartered out of Atlanta. How far do you think your reach is going to be? So are you looking at just Georgia projects, or are you going to be able to help clients that are moving to South Carolina or looking to Alabama? Can you kind of give a little bit more context to where your reach is going to take you to?
So basically the Southeast to begin with, but really I'll take anything. So if somebody has something, you know, out West, if it's not me, we'll find an expert in-house here for any client. But yes, my focus primarily will be on the Southeast to begin with. And Atlanta is a good central point to kind of operate out of for that purpose. So anywhere in the Southeast.
Well, Emily, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And for sharing a little bit about your background. I can tell you, for those that have not met Emily yet, she's a very genuine person and it just radiates. So I'm excited to watch what you're able to build and to see the financial resources that you're able to help clients get a hold of through some of these economic programs. So thank you everybody for taking a few minutes to listen to us. And if you have any questions or if you feel like Emily could help, please reach out to her directly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuire on the Wire at McGuireSponsel.com.